Scatterbrains Audio.
Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Sklarbro Country, the virus edition, a.k.a. those pandy pods.
A.k.a. one salmon couchy, two fans of Fauci.
A.k.a. TJ's rhymes are fine, his taste in podcasts are first rate, his love of Oz, of O-Z and S-D is deserved, so says Stephen Elton Yates. There you go. And that was from S-E-Y, Stephen Elton Yates. There you go. A.K.A. Our A.K.A. dudes calling out each other. This makes us happy.
Oh, it's so good. It's such a joy to see the community come together. It makes us very happy. Once again, as we mentioned, is it tomorrow night?
No, today's Thursday, so it's in 2 nights. We're going to be doing the live Dumb People Town. I love seeing everybody on that thing, especially in the pre-show hang, the post-show hang. Those are so much fun.
Yep.
Those are a blast. So we're going to be doing that. Zach Galifianakis is the guest. John Paul White of the Civil Wars is going to do the music. It's going to be sad and beautiful.
Oh, it's going
to
be great.
I can't wait. And I want you all there. So get your tickets. Go to eventbrite.com. Look that up.
Let's jump into a story, man.
Let's do it. Okay. We could all use a little guidance these days.
For real.
Right? I think most people are lost. And don't you agree that that's what the pandemic has revealed about our society?
Yes.
It's imbalances.
Well, it also has taken like some of the restrictions and it's taken off the jeans and put on sweatpants onto our lives.
Sure. But like these last 4 years of political upheaval have shown how truly fractured we are as a society.
Well, there's that too.
How like we can't even agree on a common set of facts. And that's the craziest. We say this all the time. And the worst thing to come out of the Trump presidency.
The assault on common
truth.
The
loss of common truth, which is hard. You know, that when we go out and do stand-up comedy, what is the thing we say? We want people to agree with the premise
right.
that we're talking about. You have to agree on something. And a lot of times we're asking people to take a leap with us.
That's right.
Either they agree with you or they don't.
Right.
If they don't agree with you, then you got a problem.
That's right.
You know, you can tell a story and if you're telling a story, they can understand that. But the best comedy is the one that people who are sitting out there are going like, oh my God, that is so true.
That's so true.
You want them to say that and that's what gets them laughing. So yeah, look, in this time of desperation, you might want to get a life coach. I've never used a life coach before.
Neither have I.
To help you navigate these tricky waters. But like, you might want to get a life coach.
Get a life coach.
I've never done one. Get a life. Remember,
get a life. Yes.
Chris Elliott, get a life. Get a life coach. Get a life coach.
That has to have been pitched as a TV show.
Maybe help you chart your path ahead. I would say Chris Elliott as a life coach. Get a life coach and Chris Elliott is the guy.
He's that guy, older, who's turned into
a life coach. By the way, there are a lot of great life coaches out there. There are. I'm sure there are.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if do you remember the Metallica movie,
Some Kind of Monster? Yes.
The life coach for the band.
Who was trying to work his way into the band a little too much.
That guy was the worst.
Yeah, he was
some kind of monster.
Yes.
Maybe that's what the whole thing was about. That guy. He was trying to wiggle his way into the band. He never gave any advice on camera.
No.
Maybe he did and they just didn't include it in the movie. He never gave any advice. He was an older guy who was so out of touch.
Trying to weasel his way into the band.
Probably charged a boatload of cash.
Oh,
I think at one
God.
Point he told James Hetfield, said to him, well, what do you think you should do now? You're the life coach.
You have to tell me.
You should have that answer. Never ask a question of a life coach
as a life coach to a band. They brought you in. They're paying you money so you can have the answer.
It just feels like this guy felt like he went to like heavy metal fantasy camp, that he gets to sit in the studio. Like, no, you don't get to sit in the studio.
I didn't see him do any coaching at all.
You don't get to sit in the studio when they're making the new album. Just because you're the life coach. That's so stupid. Mm-mm. There are some people out there.
They're good ones, though. They're great ones.
That may be able to help you sort through the rubble of this world, to help you figure out what's normal. We do know one woman that you probably shouldn't go through. The woman in this next story.
Yeah.
So here we go. Oh, and by the way, this next story we should let you know is from the New York Post.
So get ready to want to slash your wrists.
With everything that they write, okay?
Every written pun, every garbage sentence.
Here we go. It starts like this. She's a saint and a sinner. God damn
Shut
it,
up.
New York Post, all right? This isn't even an attempt to borrow from that Meredith whatever her name. So I'm a bitch, I'm a liar, I'm a sinner, I'm a saint. That did it the other way. You're not even doing that song, dummies. Nicole Mitchell ditched her life as, you ready for this, Jay? A pastor in Ohio 3 years ago and now lives in California, making a living in the sex industry.
Yeah.
She's in the Valley, I'm assuming.
She has to be in the Valley.
I'm guessing she heard from God that she should do this, right? This is the thing that comes down from on high.
Was that the progression, pastor, then to the valley?
Mitchell, a mama.
Yea, though I walk in the valley of down below.
Yeah.
I think
shadow of death. Mitchell, in the valley of the shadow of porn. Mitchell, a mom of three who describes herself as a pastor turned stripper slash life coach slash model.
It's too many slashes.
It's too many slashes. Stop slashing everything. On her Instagram account that boasts 120,000 followers. God damn it.
Good. She's more doing
double
all right.
us. She's crushing it. Maybe we should become stripper slash life coaches slash pastor slash models, okay?
I love that she can't decide what she is.
I also love that like pastor and stripper, not enough. She had to like add the life coach in. It's like when a strip club offers a buffet.
Right.
No, people aren't there for the wings unless it's Lou Williams, mm-hmm. okay? They're there for the legs and the breasts.
Yeah.
That's what they're
there
for. Not
there for the wings.
You're not going to lure more customers in with stale rice.
No.
From a General So Chicken. I don't want to say the General So Chicken at a strip club is bad, but the General has been dishonorably discharged.
Folks.
We've all been. I mean, a lot's been dishonorably discharged
at
a strip
club. Sure. That happens a lot.
And folks. This gal, Nicole Mitchell, charged $15 a month for a sexy subscription on her OnlyFans account and for Zoom sessions. $15 a month, Jay.
That
I can't decide if that's too low or too high.
It feels like when you think of the totality of a year.
Yeah. That's a lot of money.
It's $180.
It's a lot of money.
But when you think about daily.
It's 50 cents a day.
For that's 50 cents a day, you can sponsor this stripper.
That's right. Is it? I mean, it's an investment. It's an investment in your mental health. I'm assuming that pricing was from God.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, she's really, really popular.
She's got to be popular. Dude,
maybe it's the move from pulpit to sex pit that really turns these dudes on. You know what I mean? Like that she was once that.
Now she's this.
You ready for this? She makes $100,000 a month.
Get out of here.
A month, eclipsing her former saintly salary.
Wow, she probably had a great 2020. Of all the people we know, she
pivoted, man.
That's a pivot.
Hang on a second. She wasn't making $100,000 a year as a month as a pastor
in Ohio. I don't think so.
Doesn't add up.
Yeah,
I really want to hear how she spins this career move in the name of Jesus.
Yeah,
that's what I want to hear.
Yes. Yes.
In a New Year's Eve post that featured her in a skimpy lingerie set, Mitchell wrote, "I just wrapped up another TV segment. Thank you, Fox 26. That tells me Fox 26 has got nothing on New Year's Eve.
Yeah, wow.
Right?
That's...
And I am just in all caps awe of all the dreams that have come true this year. Of course Fox 26 put this on. Of course they put this on.
All the dreams that came true this
year?
She's going
to be Janet...
humble.
She's going to be Janet Pierro's like co-host in another month.
Easy.
Okay?
Easy.
As long as she buys
into... She'll be on Fox and Friends.
As long as she buys into the notion that while her virginity was given away... the election was stolen.
Yes.
She can speak to the evangelical wing of the Republican Party. You know she can talk to them. Among her blessings, Mitchell wrote, were going viral. That was one of her
I don't know if you want to use the words going viral as a blessing in the year of the pandemic.
You're entering a new field again where going viral is good in some ways and not good in others. Quote, being sought out as a life coach expert on TV. How is she a life coach?
But is she a life coach expert? So now she's an expert on life coaches?
What is her...
Or is she a life coach?
What's her advice? Stop doing what you're doing.
Take off your clothes and just watch the money roll in.
Yeah, that's her advice.
Whore yourself
as
and
a
you'll
coach.
Be rich. It's simple.
Being reached out to by celebrities and stars who want to connect and collaborate. Like who?
Dennis Rodman.
Charlie Sheen. Anthony Weiner, Kirk Cameron. I'm assuming Cameron's in on this train.
That's his back door.
That's the back door thing.
When he's done caroling, he comes around
the back
side.
Door. That's right. And having producers and bookers reach out to me, usually the opposite. The AVN community is very aggressive. We know this to be true. My sexuality is sacred. So sacred that I charge $15 a month in order for you to take a look at it. That's how sacred it is. And when we come back after this break... we're going to give you...
we'll show you how sacred her sexuality is.
Is she going to combine the godliness and the sexiness in the same type of a thing to give you life coach advice? We'll get into it right after this break. Ran, I want
talk to you about this sponsor because I love them, Green Chef.
Me too.
I'm excited to have them on board with us.
Well, it's interesting, Jay, because in my house, we do a lot of cooking.
You do.
I know you don't do a lot of cooking. When I say we, I mean my wife. This has given me an opportunity to say to my wife, all right, Aim, I got this. Because Green Chef makes it super easy for even me to make great tasting food for
and
my
entire
family.
Way, in my house, I haven't been able to get creative. It's like I don't want to make another box of shells with like mac and cheese shells for my kids. It's
no,
like
you want them eating good food.
Good food. Organically sourced vegetables. You want interesting
seasonal food.
Seasonal
that's really
proteins.
Good.
All the things, they fit in with any diet. The food is so delicious and it's a variety that you're not used to. And it's, look, we don't want to be spending time looking around for specific ingredients.
I don't want to go to the store.
I barely want to be in the store at all right now.
Yeah.
So why not take that part out of it? We are all so busy taking care of our kids and taking care of our lives. Wouldn't you love it if a box showed up at your door and you're like, hey, okay, everything's in here. This is what I'm making for dinner. It's going to be something new and you kids are going to love it.
And you're not wasting ingredients because they measure out the right amount. I love Green Chef for all the things they do. It works with, you know, keto diets, paleo diets, plant-based diets. It's so good. They have great,
they're
great
USDA
selections.
They're a USDA-certified organic company. Man, I love these guys. Go to greenchef.com/sklarbro80. Use the code sklarbro80 and get $80 off, including free shipping. That's a great reason to just give it a shot.
Why wouldn't
right
you
now.
Try it right now? It's changed the way we do dinners in my house.
And it's sort of introduce variety back into our lives in a time in our lives when we've needed it so badly. So
check it out.
Go to greenchef.com/sklarbro80. Use the promo code sklarbro80. Get $80 off, including free shipping. Check it out.
All right. I want to talk about your mental health. It's really important. And we think about that all the time. And you guys out there, we think about doing the show for you guys. And hopefully we're bringing just a little bit of happiness into your life.
But you need more than that.
You do. We need to talk to people. And Jay and I, having been through therapy, Jay's wife is a therapist. We understand the power of being able to
talk
to someone.
We're very pro-therapy on this show.
Yeah, to be able to talk to someone. That's why I love these sponsors, these guys that have been sponsoring us. And they've sponsored us a lot. I love their support of us. And we want you guys, if you need it, I want you to reach out to these guys. We're talking about Talkspace.
Talkspace is amazing. You download the app or you go on the website and you can match with a therapist and start talking to them that day.
Yeah, that's how amazing that is.
They have an amazing network of therapists who are, you know, licensed in there and they're specialized in all the areas. Anger
relationship,
management,
anger management,
trauma,
depression,
all of
sorts
it,
of
all
stuff.
The stuff we're dealing with. And then here's something. Let's say you have a session you set up every Tuesday to meet with your therapist. Then something big happens to you on Wednesday or Thursday and you're like, I got to wait until the next Tuesday to talk. No, you can message your therapist 24/7. You will get responses 5 days a week. They will get back to you ASAP. And what I love about that means it means that you're continuing the growth and you're continuing the interaction and the support all throughout the week, not just on the times when you're seeing the therapist. Their mission is amazing. Their mission, Randy, is to make therapy affordable and accessible to lots of people.
And secure. And while we're at home right now, this is a safe way to talk to someone and we need it. So what can our listeners do?
So our listeners, as a listener to this podcast, you get $100 off your first month of Talkspace to match with a licensed therapist today. Go to Talkspace.com or download the app. Make sure you use the code SKLAR and you get $100 off your first month. And that, of course, shows them that we sent you. It's how you can support this show. That is SKLAR at Talkspace.com. And you'll be supporting us, but really they'll be supporting you. And in the end, that makes us all feel better.
Hey guys, welcome back to the show. Please go get your tickets for the Live Dumb People Town. It's coming up 2 days. You're going to love it.
It's a great night out in
Zach
your own house.
Zach Galifianakis and John Paul White of the Civil War is going to be a blast. Eventbrite.com. Look up Live Dumb People Town.
COVID
get your
safe
tickets.
Fun. COVID safe fun for you.
When we went to break, we were talking about the Nicole Mitchell, who was a pastor in Ohio.
Then she turned into a stripper.
Stripper slash model slash life coach.
Yes.
Former, but she still considers herself a pastor. Mm-hmm. Still passing on the word of the Lord, mm-hmm. just doing it through a webcam in sexy lingerie, and she's making $100,000 a month. We got to get a taste of what she's doing.
She puts the past in being a pastor.
My sexuality is sacred, again, like we said, charging $15 a month, which is really sacred. Mm-hmm. Let's be clear here. I do not have a problem with this woman doing this. I don't.
No.
I actually think it's a safe way for her to, she's not in contact with people. She's being responsible
she's
in certain ways.
She's online stripper. Good for her.
Yes.
She found what
she's making $100,000 a month.
Follow your dreams, girl.
She found what she loves to do. She's making money doing
it. But I don't know if you can bring the Lord into this.
The second you start talking about God, all right, you're going to lose a lot of dudes.
This is,
in this pandemic, going through a divorce. This is what she said. This while in a pandemic, going through a divorce and having three kiddos at home. I agree. Most people go into the clergy for the money.
That's right.
And if there's more money to be made out there doing something else, time to switch gears. That's what we say.
Fair. Fair.
Yes, your kids are going to ask you a lot of questions, like why is mommy whispering to the tripod? But at least producers are contacting you.
You mentioned that.
You got to do what you got to do.
It usually goes the other way.
She did pivot beautifully amidst a divorce. I hope your ex-husband won't try and get his hands on half of your sexy money because you just told him you're making $100,000 a month.
Yeah, I wouldn't put that.
He's going to try and get 50,000 of it. Mitchell, who adds her dreams came true. It's nice to hear that. We all know. I mean, we all know that most male priests dream about, okay?
Yeah.
And it usually involves choir boys. But female members of the cloth, maybe I didn't know what they dreamed about.
Maybe this is the path. This is the way.
This is the way. She became disillusioned with Christianity after mentions of her mixed race heritage and bisexuality were edited out of sermons, leading her to quit her church in 2017. Hold on a second, Jay.
The church did not stand beside her
bisexuality and her mixed race heritage. Don't.
That doesn't sound like an Ohio church to me.
Okay. I can't believe that a bisexual mixed race woman. That as a bisexual mistress woman,
she thought the church would embrace her, and they didn't. I am shocked.
I didn't get to, this is my favorite quote that she said. I didn't get where I am today by playing small, holding back. Wait, she's a former pastor? Is that what she is, or is she a point guard for the Tennessee Volunteers?
She plays big. They have a big lineup in there right now. It's a lot of length.
She didn't get
she
the church.
A lot of length.
She didn't get the church to change their minds about bisexuality or mixed race people.
Yeah.
So how did she play big?
They cut that out of her sermons. How did she play? I guess she played big by stepping out of the church, which
maybe.
Good for her.
I didn't get to where I am today by keeping my dreams to myself, Mitchell wrote. I put myself out there. I share my dreams with my inner circle, which really isn't playing big. That's actually playing small. Putting your sharing your dreams with your inner circle is a tiny thing to
she
do.
She played it smart. She bounced it off the inner circle.
Then... put it out there is like
that. Putting it
dude,
out there,
putting
is
it out
deal.
There is it's a different. You didn't really.
No. But she did though. In the end, put it out there. I guess it's so she's being confusing about what she's saying in this thing. But in the end, she did put it out there.
She did put it out there, and she's making a ton of money doing that. But she didn't put it out there to the church. She didn't change the minds of the church.
No.
Okay.
No.
She just went and said, "Okay, I'm gonna go make some money elsewhere,"
and she did.
That's how I got where I am today. I still don't know where she is today.
Yeah.
And I still don't know
how
she's
making money. I know where that. She's in the valley and she's making $100,000 a month.
She saw this to me as a way easier way than being a pastor. And so she did. It feels like her inner circle was probably like, maybe you shouldn't be a webcam girl. And she did it anyway.
Because of the money.
That's right. In subsequent posts featuring topless and bottomless shots, good to know that the bottomless were in there.
Hey, the kiddos are at home.
Yep. I don't want to tell this woman her business because she is making $100,000 a month.
Yes.
And far be it from me.
Let's be honest. She's crushing life right now.
Okay. And maybe we need advice, life advice from her.
I'd like to be coached by her.
Okay. But if we could give her some coaching advice, seems like she's on quite a roll, but I'm just saying, I want to throw this in the hopper because I feel like at this point she's playing with house money.
I think she needs to really go for it.
Can she mix some of her religious sermons with the bottomless videos? That's all I want to know.
Yes.
There is...
and Moses spoke to the burning bush.
That
and he's
that
come down.
Can there is that to be played? There is that card to be dropped out on your
it
face.
It was a snake. Then it was a staff.
Then it was a snake again. Again, we're in the story of the Jews leaving Egypt. But come on, that's Old Testament. You can do it.
Lord is my shepherd; I shall not want, except for maybe $100,000 a month.
Okay, there you go. $15 a month is subscription. That's all I want. I can do everything through Him who gives me strength. And
$15
a month. Again, trust in the Lord for all things and lean not on your understanding of recurring PayPal payments. These are all things that she can just slide in. She's mixing the old and the new.
Mix and matching.
Staying with who she is.
$100,000 a month. She had the best 2020 ever.
Mitchell exhorts her fans to follow their dreams and contact her for one-on-one sessions via direct messaging, which I'm assuming is going to cost a lot more than $15 a month.
Probably, but you know what? I'm not going to question her.
Former pastor turned stripper life. She's going to blow the top off the industry while keeping the bottoms off herself.
That's, yes, 100%. At least she is who she says she is, period.
She is who she is. Dennis Green says, she is
who we thought she was.
That's the show, you guys. Stay connected, stay protected. Don't get infected. If you want to become a stripper / life coach / former pastor, do it / model. Get out there and do it.
Yes.
It's a safe... COVID-free way for you to make $100,000 a month. Get on it, and we'll see you guys tomorrow. La-di-da. La-di-da-di-da-di-da. La-di-da-da.
Scarpins Avenue, a podcast network.